the biggest challenge yet. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. We've always talked about the changes and challenges in educational athletics on this program and dealt a lot with the philosophical issues surrounding the games young people play for their schools. We don't apologize for the fact that schools themselves have created rules that address how much is enough in terms of lengths of seasons and travel, of eligibility rules and tournament policies. They keep the games and the kids from being exploited. These standards give value to the experience. They make school the first priority in school sports. In that regard, I always find it incredulous when some, particularly some of our own coaches, say that more games, more divisions of competition for tournaments, and traveling longer distances are good for high school sports. A school board is discussing how kids in their own district, a district which can't even graduate half of its kids, are missing out on college scholarship opportunities because of a member school-created rule which prohibits school teams and individuals from playing in national championships and national all-star games, something which focuses on an elite few who are already likely to have drawn the attention of recruiters, if in fact they haven't signed a national letter of intent already. But those undercurrents will always be with us, and true educators will always prevail. The new challenge in front of us is perhaps the biggest of our lives. For the past few years, schools have done an excellent job working the edges of their athletic budgets, yet keeping participation at incredibly high levels. Now the deepest budget cuts begin as schools are planning for the 2010-11 school year, and school sports may never be the same again. Even though the school sports program budget is typically just 1 to 2% of its general budget, they involve anywhere from half to two-thirds of the student body in a meaningful way. And it's statistically proven that participants have higher grade point averages, better attendance rates, fewer discipline problems than non-participants, and a list of other benefits that goes on and on. But they're under scrutiny like any other program, as they should be. But when these cuts, this reorganization of our school athletic programs take place, will we even recognize them? Will they still be education-based, school-centered, safe, sane, and sportsmanlike? Will they stress maximum participation and high standards for that participation? Will they stress lifetime skills and values? In a speech earlier this week to a statewide group of athletic directors, MHSAA Executive Director Jack Roberts left the group with one idea to take away. Trying times are not the time to stop trying. Our story must be told, it must be heard, as this plays out in every community. A story of what we do and why we do it. A story of the good things that school sports do to reach and teach young people. A success story which has spanned decades of time. School sports is just one of several building blocks on which strong schools and communities are built. We think our administrators are up to the challenge of preserving the depth and the breadth of these programs. The boys' basketball semifinals and finals wrap up the winter sports season this weekend at the Breslin Student Event Center in East Lansing. You can watch the semifinals live online and come back to view the finals after the games at MHSAA.tv. The finals will be televised live on FS Detroit and the FoxSportsDetroit.com website. Watch for replays of the semifinals coming up soon on Comcast Channel 900. And the MHSAA Radio Network, in its 23rd year, will carry the finals statewide on about 40 radio stations and online at MHSAANetwork.com. And if you're coming to East Lansing this weekend, check out the March Magic Hoop Fest at Jennison Fieldhouse before and after the games. You get in free with your game ticket. Thanks for joining us today on MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.